A couple of months ago, the Department of Transportation sent a letter to the largest U.S. airlines calling for them to institute 3 peanut-free rows in their planes. The reason? Well, a lot of folks are dangerously allergic to peanuts. There's been a lot of controversy over this little snack since the directive went out. Concerned consumer Russ Tebow put in his 2 cents with this letter to the Secretary of Transportation. He was kind enough to send us a copy.
Dear Mr. Slater, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for aggressively protecting America's flying public from the evil of peanuts. I am referring, of course, to the recent FAA directive requiring domestic airlines to set aside a 3-row peanut-free zone upon request of a passenger with a peanut problem. I hear you are taking quite a shelling from those who think the whole thing is nuts, and you are reconsidering the dictate. I'm here to tell you, stick to your guns. I know there's not been a single documented case of allergic reaction to secondhand peanut breath on any of the several gazillion post-Wright Brothers manned flights, but that doesn't mean it couldn't happen sometime, somewhere, right? Besides, let's face it. Those peanut byproducts the airlines serve up are one sorry excuse for the salt-laden, fat-saturated snacks we've come to know and love. I say, if that's as close as the airlines can come to a real peanut, they might just as well forget them. But can you make them put the salt and fat back in for the rest of the rows? It seems to me you're going to need an extra light up there above the seats and an announcement. Please be advised, the captain has turned on the no peanut light. And also, don't forget peanut detectors in the bathrooms for those sneaky snackers who will try to circumvent anything you do to protect the flying public from, well, the flying public. Have you given any thought to what the airlines are going to substitute for the peanuts? Certainly not real food, which we all know has no place on an airline. I just hope they don't revert to those tiny bags of cheesy, dried-out fake pretzels. I say, if they try to pull that one on us, retaliate with a pretzel-free zone directive. This is America. We can't let them airlines pick their own snacks all willy-nilly. Don't let them mess with you, man. Just remind them who's in charge of airline snack policy. As for me, well, I've always been a shrimp cocktail kind of guy. Could you give me a little help on this? Sincerely yours, Russell W. Tebow, a concerned flyer, Laconia, New Hampshire.